We have with us in the studio tonight a gentleman to tell us all about the Loch Ness Monster, Mr. Wolfgang Lauterbach. Mr. Lauterbach. Mr. Lauterbach.
I was slower than Sata. I was thinking about my wife.
Ah, your beautiful wife.
Oh, that rotten broad.
Rotten broad.
Dirty, filthy, Jezebel, cheating, good for nothing.
Why do you call her all these names?
Because she cheats, young man.
Have you ever caught her?
Huh?
Have you ever caught her?
No, but you can tell.
Oh, you can tell.
You can tell. You can sense when they're cheating.
Is that
She's
right?
cheating now.
Right now?
Right this minute. She's not getting me.
Who is she cheating with?
You know, don't you?
No, I don't know.
You know.
I have no idea.
Let me tell you who she's cheating with. She's cheating with Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle?
That, you laugh. I hope your wife is cheating with Joe Pepitone.
No. I happen to know that Mickey Mantle is in Dallas, Texas tonight. It's impossible.
Well, see what a dummy I am. Right. I worry about nothing.
That's right. Now, look, can we talk about the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, there's no present like the time. Hurry up, I gotta catch a bus. What do you want to know?
I just want to ask one question. Have you ever seen, really seen, the Loch Ness Monster?
Hi, do Sheeny, Schnitzel, Bangkok, to Libra, Augustine. What, I'm gonna come out and who do you think feeds the monster?
You feed the Loch Ness Monster?
Every night for over 28 years, and I'm sick of it.
Well, that's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe that I'm sick of it?
No, it's hard to believe that you've been feeding this monster for 28 years.
Take my word, punk.
Well, what do you feed the Loch Ness Monster?
He's not fussy. He's a nice monster. A little sauerkraut. Yeah. After dinner, it's a little cream de coco. Yeah. Says his prayers, and down he goes. He's a nice monster.
He's a good monster.
He's a good one.
Well, what does he look like? Can you tell
us? Like Tab Hunter.
Like Tab Hunter?
Blonde hair, blue eyes. It's beautiful.
Now, I don't mean to make jest of you.
Don't! Nicole. Don't cross me!
I wouldn't cross you.
Don't cross me.
But it seems a little strange, a monster with blonde hair and blue eyes, you must admit.
It's German. It's German.
The Loch Ness Monster is German?
The Loch Ness Monster is German.
Well, how did he get into Loch Ness in Scotland, then?
He parachuted in with Rudolf Hess. Rudolf Hess carried him in a baggie. He was only 6 inches long.
Is that right?
In a baggie full of water.
What kind of water?
Fresh water.
You're breaking up.
Oh, you hit a nerve.
I think I struck a nerve. I'm sorry.
I can't stand to think about it. Well, but Rudolf Hess, you know, the Loch Ness Monster... Otto
is his name.
Don't call him that.
Oh, he doesn't want to be
called. He wants to be called Diane. I told you he was gay.
No, you never did mention
poor
that.
Poor devil.
Yes.
But Rudolf Hess is so sick. This is a freshwater monster, and Rudolf Hess is sick Nazi. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, he was just sick. He threw a pinch of salt in the water.
Threw a pinch of salt in the water.
Oh, me, that poor little monster went into a state of shock.
I guess so.
He would have drowned when they threw him in the loch. You know, it's a loch, it's a lake.
It's a lake, a lake is a loch.
They threw him in, he would have flopped out down if it wasn't for this rainbow trout.
A rainbow trout?
Rainbow trout saved his life.
Well, that's a good rainbow trout.
Oh,
huh?
He was delicious.
Oh, you ate him?
Well, he didn't save my life.
No, I guess not. Well, I take it you live in Scotland then?
I'm gonna live in Scotland while my wife is back here cheating with all the baseball players?
No.
I'm not crazy, you know.
I know that. Well, just answer this for me, Mr. Lauterbach.
Don't cross me.
I'm not crossing you. How do you get from here to Scotland to feed your monster?
I tell you, you wouldn't blab it.
I wouldn't say a word.
It's only a 10-minute trip in my flying saucer.
I should have known.
Oh, you should see it. Pontoons?
Yeah.
I got a purple paint job at Earl Shipes.
Well, look, thank you very much. It's been nice having you here, Mr. What's that?
I want to make some points clear. First of all, you're a real tyke. You're insolent. You don't have your head up on the subject. You're anti-German.
Yes.
You've held me here for a long time, giving me those funny looks. But I'm going to ask you, since I've been such a super guy,
yes.
I'm going to ask you if you'll do one thing for me.
I suppose it's the least I can do.
If you ever catch my wife cheating with a baseball player, would you give me a call?
I'll call you right away.
And one more thing.
What's that?
Don't tell her about the flying saucer.
I wouldn't say
that. Oh, she ever found out about those payments?
Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out.